Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi Peas, it's Mandy here.
Hi, it's Kate. And today we want to talk to you just before we get into the show about maybe hiring us to work with you.
Now that the country's open, Kate and I would be happy to come and speak to your school or your organisation. If it was good enough for the bomb, it's good enough for you.
Yeah, come on. The Bureau of Meteorology love us, so yeah. Everyone has to love us.
So we can, if you're local, we can come, or otherwise we're good to go over Zoom now.
Yep, we are. We've done a lot of these little corporate gigs. We really love it. We think we're pretty good at it.
So we just need some lightness into your business or your organisation. We'd love to be a part of it.
We really would. So you can contact us through our website and we'd love to come and work with you.
Yeah.
Bye.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging, and their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And this week we're talking to everyone's favourites, Mandy and Kate.
This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
Oh, hello, Mandy.
Hello, Kate.
We're from the state of slightly easing restrictions.
Oh,
Victoria.
Yep. Anyway, here we are.
Here we are. So since we've last spoken to you, we've been locked down and we've been out again.
Yeah, well, just a little bit of release.
We're not completely out.
No.
Because by the time this comes out, you know.
Anything could happen.
Like I was said to Buzz, oh, you're going back to school. He goes, well, that's what they're saying today.
Yeah,
and
well,
I was
that's
like, yeah,
true.
I thought that's never right. A truer Melbourne yeah. sentiment. That's what
so
they're saying today.
So we've had to move a few people around because of the lockdown. So you're stuck with us this week. And so it's not really a snap pee, but it kind of is. So yeah. It's just a big snap Thursday pee episode.
We just got Kate and Mandy.
Yeah, it's just us. So
hang on for Annalise. It's freezing.
It's freezing.
It is freezing cold.
Raining all day.
Yeah, it's just revolting.
Bitter. It's bitter.
We've got a blanket on our laps and jumpers and we're still cold.
Yep.
This is a sacrifice we make for
That's
you.
That's right.
Can't have the nice hum of a heater.
No. Anyway, I should have bought my Udi.
I know, it's Udi weather.
I have been back wearing
back.
It.
Udi's
and
back.
Apparently there's Udi UGG boots.
Yes. Yeah. P-Friend Lorraine's got them.
Oh, has she?
Yeah, she said they're really good.
Okay, because I thought they are a step too far. Look, sorry, Udi, I am a fan.
My UGG boots on now and they are sparkly.
Yeah, so, beautiful. Well, I was looking at them thinking, I think it's a step too far. But sorry, Lorraine.
I reckon it's one of those, you have to either be in a really good or bad mood and then you're like, yes, I'm going to buy them. But I don't think just average Kate would buy them. But Lorraine loves her. She's got avocados on
okay,
them.
Okay, yep.
And they're very cute. Yep. They are cute.
Got it, got it.
Yep.
Anyway. The thing we haven't spoken about is our new acknowledgement of country and language warning. And so we popped that in.
2 weeks ago, I think.
2 weeks ago. We were just going to keep that for our live shows. So those of you that have been to Sydney and the two Melbourne shows, we play that.
Yep, yep.
And that's been our little surprise, hasn't it?
And we will always do it at the live
shows. Yeah, we will. But then we thought, live shows, whatever.
I know.
We're never going to make it anywhere.
No.
So let's just put it in now.
Yeah, and it's beautiful.
And it's beautiful. So, and Molly's very proud. I played it to her yesterday in the car and she just, oh, she is so proud.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Yeah,
we love
it's gorgeous.
It.
Yes.
Yep.
So, yeah
it's
we
really,
hope
really
you
cute.
Enjoy. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And the older they get,
it's cute.
It's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we think it's great. We hope you like it too.
We hope you like it. Plenty of people said they did. Yeah. So that's going to be it from now. And you'll never have to hear Mandy say, Wurundjeri.
No.
No.
And I have had a few messages to say, wow, Molly really nails Wurundjeri.
Way better than me. So lovely.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. We also haven't spoken to you about our live shows.
Yes.
So I know lots of you went. We're not going to give you a blow-by-blow of the whole day because we will put it out as an episode. We did record it.
We recorded the Ringwood show.
Yeah.
So, yep.
So we just got to decide whether we end up taking this show anywhere else. We just don't know.
We don't
know. Because of lockdown. Well, it's not just lockdown. It's just that we can get stuck places or can't get in. And
we just seem to live
COVID
in
hotspots.
The worst.
We do. We
place in Australia.
I know. Have you seen that terrible meme? So our number plates in Victoria say Victoria, the place to be.
I haven't seen it.
Someone's just pointing to it going, is it though?
That is fantastic.
Although,
or, you know, what is it like? You know, anywhere you'd rather be than Victoria, and it's just
Five reasons.
Yeah, the
to
five
leave
reasons
home.
To leave home. To go to Queensland, to go to New South Wales, to go to Perth. Oh,
although
it's sort of funny. I can only start to laugh now, but I've not been laughing for 2 weeks.
Oh no, there's
been
no
I've
laugh.
Been in the depths.
I think this
of
has
despair.
Been the flattest we've been.
Oh, so flat. I've just
although
cried
I think
and cried.
Mid-August last year. I think it was very similar, actually. But it's like childbirth. You sort of forget how bad it is.
Yeah.
But what happens, like when you feel that first contraction,
you
plunged back into it.
Oh, yeah.
And so the February lockdown, so this is our fourth. The February lockdown, it was warm.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot of community transmission.
And it was only
I was
5 days. Yeah.
Whereas when we got that second week, then you're living in Melbourne going, well, that's 12
that's
weeks.
It. We're done.
We're done.
Yeah.
But we're not. The contact tracers have done a good
but
job.
But it has long-lasting effects.
Long.
I am so disappointed for Millie. She's meant to be going to Central Australia on the 18th of June, and that's just not going to happen now,
No.
And I just saved my money to send her on that. And I'm gutted about that.
I know.
Because we could be out on the 18th.
Yeah, but other states won't take us, probably.
I know. Of course they won't.
And so, yeah.
Anyway,
I know it's really
just, and after the like every year level of school has things they missed out on, but I feel like they missed out on their whole year 9.
They did,
and now they're missing out on all their year 10 stuff. And
yeah,
it's just I feel broken for the teenagers.
Oh, our kids have done more than 2 full terms of home learning since COVID. And I was talking to a teacher the other day, and she was saying that the kids. You know, that have struggled with school refusal or anxiety.
Heaps of it.
Just starting to get back into it, boom.
Totally.
It just all gets pulled away again. And I know that the rest of the world knows this, and I know that if you live interstate, you understand it on some level. But when you're looking at your children, it's really,
it's really,
really
painful.
Hard. Yeah, and I just can't be a taskmaster about And I think everyone we've spoken to are like, oh, well, if they do it, they do it.
Most people have given up. Sorry to say, teachers. Most mums have just gone.
Yeah.
Don't
care. We're doing the basics. Buzz and Woody don't want to get really behind. And Buzz was really articulate today. And he said, look, sometimes I struggle enough as it is. I can't make it worse. And I was like, okay, yep.
Yep.
So I'm 100% supporting him. And then 3 seconds later, he's playing with a drill. So I'm like, I don't know, mate. I don't really know. But
anyway, we better stop talking about it. It's been hard to wake myself up out of it.
Oh, no.
And I felt the heart palpitations again. I was like, oh, no, this is what it was like last time.
Oh, and my business absolutely obliterated. you know, to go from earning a decent wage to JobKeeper to nothing and then have staff that are relying on me, they're earning nothing. None of us qualify because we all have more than $10,000 in liquid assets, even my work boys, because they saved all their money last year because they couldn't go anywhere.
Yep.
So we didn't even get that $500 SCOMO payment. I'd like to know, please message me if any of you have got it, because I don't know anyone who's qualified.
No.
And I understand that I'm not homeless and I'm, you know, not on the bread poverty line, whatever, but I still have bills to pay that money that I earned has paid, and then the government took away – well, COVID, not the government, took away my right to be able to earn any money. And you're like, oh, gosh, how many times can I go through this? I think I should just get a job at the IGA because I love the IGA.
Yeah, and I tell you, that's a place to work.
Yeah, it's a place to work. I can chat and there's food there.
Yeah. I do think food is what you've got to get into if you're going to start a business.
Yep.
Because that stays open.
It stays open.
Yeah.
Food and Dan Murphy's.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Anyway, we promise we won't depress you. We're actually fine.
Yeah.
I did my – I just want to say a big shout out to the overwhelming response I got to just a video of me in my pajamas. So who knew? That's the sort of content you wanted. Mandy and I can fill up your
social media with
pajama content, okay? So you're fine with that. We are very, very good pajama wearers.
So, yeah, we did the live shows.
We launched the booklet.
We launched the booklet at the Yarraville show. That was amazing. Melanie and Ingalise came down.
Yep.
Lisa came.
Up from the coast.
She did.
We had beautiful doctors from the Royal Children's.
Oh, yeah. Dean came. Yeah, he just had his episode.
Yes.
Oh, Michelle from Andy and Michelle from Oscars 500. She was there too.
Yep.
I'm going to miss people, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. But lots of people came to the shows that have been on the show, which was really fun.
So,
Shane came to the Ringwood show.
I mean, wait
Nelly
until you
called
hear
him
his...
out.
Wait till it you is hear the funniest. We were dying, but Nellie was awesome.
Nellie was so funny.
Yeah.
You peas don't know how funny she is. Wait till you hear this live show. I'm sure we'll put it out by the end of the year.
Teeny Tiny Stevies were beautiful. I mean, we were in the backstage in this little room at Yarraville, and there they are just warming up, strumming away, and we're all just singing harmonies together. It was so beautiful.
It was so beautiful.
Yeah, those were the days 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, back when we could sing in public. Yes, and I know I said it last week, but please listen to Melbourne Will Meet Outside.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube and it's on Spotify. The Little Stevies, look them up. They need the downloads for that.
Yeah, they do.
They've really done it tough. All their work has been cancelled. Yeah. They had all these sold out shows. They're not allowed to leave Melbourne. But you can listen to that song. That's one thing you can do
to help them.
And it's beautiful and it encapsulates every Melburnian.
Yep.
I must admit, if you don't follow the Teeny Tiny Stevies on Instagram.
Oh, you're missing out. Bill is so funny.
She did this video yesterday lying in her bed singing, I don't feel like dancing, no sir, no. The most pathetic rendition of the song. I thought, that's Melbourne.
That's how we all feel.
Anyway, she's hilarious. I love everything about them, as you know.
We loved meeting all of you. We had our stupid photo wall. That was very hard to get up.
It was like giving birth. It really was.
Putting that photo wall up, my gosh. Anyway.
I know why doctors go for episiotomies because I tell you, I wanted to cut that thing open and get it on.
Much easier. So, but it was lovely to meet you all. Thank you for coming.
And your generous stories.
Yeah.
The fact that you share those stories with us. Yeah. You don't know what it means to us. No. It was just
brilliant.
Brilliant. And I'm sorry for the states that we haven't made there.
But we will try.
We'll try. It's not our fault.
No. We would have been there last year. We would have done.
Yep.
Anyway, Mum came to the Ringwood show. There was some swearing.
She was okay. Yeah, she was okay.
Yeah,
C-bomb even got dropped and she was okay. Not by Mandy or I.
No.
Not looking at anyone, Nelly.
She's actually very good humoured, but she just doesn't like swearing.
Or weed jokes. So lots of us do like weed jokes, but not Mandy's mum.
Yeah, we've had a bit of trolling.
It doesn't matter what that's about. That's just funny.
Yeah.
Because if you've listened to the podcast, you'll know that there's been a lot of confusion about my mum liking weed, but I meant weeding in the garden. Anyway, it's just given us constant joy, but you really had to know that. And if you haven't listened, hi, welcome. This is not normally what the podcast is like.
It's probably early days, Mandy.
Yeah.
So we have got some speak pipes.
We do.
So
we've got your beautiful speak pipes.
Because we haven't heard from you in a little while.
No, since International Pee Week.
Ah, yeah, yeah. So let's do it.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. It's Bernadette.
Hi. Hello.
I'm Queensland. I was thinking, actually, something did happen funny this week that I could share. So I thought I would give you a speak pipe.
Thank you.
My beautiful nephew has just started playing in an all abilities touch football competition. There's two teams here in my hometown. One dresses in Titans colours and one dresses in Broncos colours. And for some of these kids, it's the only time they've been part of a sports team.
That's right.
It was just fantastic to go out and watch him play on the weekend. I've been wanting to get out for ages, but it clashes with some other stuff my kids have on. So when they played on the public holiday, I was so chuffed. I'm like, right, guys, let's go. So we headed out to watch him play. And my youngest daughter made a sign with his name on it, which was A4, and we realised we were sitting way up on the bed, so we didn't see it. But, you know, the thought that counts, right?
It is.
But bit of background, my little nephew and I, we love over Christmas, we always do puzzles together. There's always puzzles out, and we are always high-fiving every time a piece goes in. And I love puzzles, always have.
I don't.
And he does too. So that's our little bonding thing. And
nice.
Anyway, we were there watching him play footy and he scored 4 tries, which was amazing. Sadly, they were over the sideline, not the try line, but it still counted. He just cheered like crazy. And he was so excited and kept looking around, thumbs up and checking we were watching. Anyway, he comes off the field and I cheered for him. I'm like, great game. You did a great job. And he just looks at me and he goes, no, puzzles, and ran off. I was like, okay. He went, no, my daughter's I guess next time I better bring him a puzzle. He was really annoyed with me that how dare you come out to footy
without the puzzle.
You're the puzzle aunt.
Lesson learned. Useless am I.
You're
anyway,
not the
I thought I'd share that with you because it was just so heartwarming and I loved watching it. And both of my girls are keen to maybe be able to help out or be involved as well.
Yes, so brilliant.
Really beautiful competition. If you have any all abilities competitions at all in your local community,
Go.
I know the peas are all busy, but maybe get an auntie or an uncle or a grandma or something involved so that your kid can participate too, because it was just beautiful. So much fun. No one knew the score. Everyone came off smiling. It was fantastic.
That's what sports should be.
That's right. It is.
Much love to you all. Yep. Bye.
That's
You know, take a leaf out of the All Abilities
Fun League. We're all down for
it. The Eastern Wasn't it what was it? The Eastern Football League, but what did we call it?
I think it was
I thought it was the Eastern Fuck You League.
Well, yeah. But then I think we said we just wanted fun.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. So thank you, Bernadette.
Yeah, thank you.
And
beautiful.
Yes. You know, maybe he was like, you don't cheer me for football, you cheer when we get a puzzle in.
Yes, beautiful.
I love that story.
Mandy and Kate.
Who could this be?
And Mandy. I loved your show.
Oh, thank you.
It's Tim from Thailand.
We know who it is.
However, I've got a better idea.
Okay.
Two Peas musical. Oh. I'm writing in my head as I speak. Bye.
Hello, it's Mandy and Kate. It's not going to be a two-piece musical.
Two-piece musical. There's no choreography. Everyone just sits around in tracksuits.
It's a book of pee. Hello.
Proudly brought to you by Tenor Lady.
My name is P. Mandy.
And I would like to tell you about this amazing podcast.
If we could do a medley of all our favourite musicals.
Oh, my gosh,
I mean, and put P-words in. Yes, I'm up for it. Someone wants to write it for us. Have a bit of Joseph. He's amazing Technicolor. I can sing the whole of Joseph.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
I can. I know.
So that's your, like, if you had to go on a quiz show and that's your.
Yes, I could sing that whole thing.
Wow, wow. Yeah, bit of Hamilton.
Yeah, I can do Hamilton.
Bit of
Book of Mormon.
A lot of Book of Mormon. Wicked.
Oh, Wicked. Oh for
stop
good.
It.
Oh, my favourite song ever. Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Actually,
not
Muriel's,
Cats.
Not Cats.
We watched it the other night. We were desperate in lockdown. I said, well, why don't we watch it?
Was
the
it
girls,
rubbish?
Well, they kept coming in going, why are you even watching this? This is the worst movie ever. And I said, well, I want to watch it to know how bad it really, really is.
You've got to be up with the pop culture.
I mean, I went to see it whenever it was on in Melbourne and I remember thinking, I have no idea what's going on. And so when I left, I thought, I don't know what happened in that musical.
I've never seen the musical. I've sung Memories in the school choir and I've played it on the flute. It's quite a haunting song.
Well, let's just say No Cats. Do a bit of Les Mis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Bit of Les Mis. Actually, Muriel's Wedding the musical was really good. Yeah, I have a bit of that.
We could do a bit of Dirty Dancing.
Oh, definitely Dirty Dancing.
I'll catch
you. No one puts Mandy in a corner. You'll catch me. That was the end. The piece of done.
I'll stand there. You run off the stage and I'll catch you.
Like a stage dive.
Let's do it in the water. It's no problem.
I've got a pool.
I carried a watermelon. I mean, it's just, Tim, you've unleashed a beast.
The Lion King. I'll hold Mandy up. Oh,
Savannah.
Anyway, okay, sorry.
Okay, enough.
Derailed.
Frozen. Once I mean, again. You're just going to go on and on.
We are.
Can we do it on ice?
Cough. You make me cough. Can we do it on ice? I can't even stand up on ice. That's how I broke my wrist.
Peas on ice. Okay. This might not be making you laugh. It's making us laugh.
Yeah, sorry. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks
for
Tim.
That little...
Okay,
gem.
Stop right
okay,
there.
Stop.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. Hi. It's Scatterbrain P. Carmel here from Brisbane.
Oh, hi, Carmel.
It is currently 10:30 at night. I'm driving home from work and I just finished listening to one of the latest podcasts. And I just had to share some little funny for the week. It's what
Please.
Made me laugh.
Good.
So I shared in the... in the hangout on Facebook that my son was having some difficulties in the classroom with his teacher, not quite understanding his autism, and that it can involve him calling out and making strange noises quite often. And so I was trying to communicate to her that that's fairly normal for someone with autism. But needless to say, we got another feedback form with writing on it, and I have to tell you that it made me laugh. I have seen the funny side. The all in the same day, it has written down that he won, was clucking like a chicken, and in inverted commas, the words fine, fine, fine. Fine, were repeated over and over. And it reminded me of the scene from Finding Nemo with the seagulls. And
mine.
So that was one thing. And the further down the page, so in the middle session, my son adores maths, hates English. And so in the middle session there, she has written that he kept yelling out that he was bored. Yeah. That he was bored. This boy is 7.
Yeah.
My goodness, Peas. I would never let him know that I thought that this was funny. I have never laughed so hard. I actually laughed out
loud. Well, he probably was bored.
He was bored. That's right. Like I was strange. And I said, oh, my autistic son just kept yelling out that he was bored in the classroom. And I'm like, you know what? He's only 7, but he probably was.
He probably was bored.
Like it is. He's just a truth teller.
Yes.
He probably was bored.
Yes.
Probably got a boring teacher.
Probably.
She probably take a leaf out of her own book. So that is my laugh for the week.
Oh, thank you.
I know it's not okay to call out in class, but
yes,
geez Louise, I found it funny.
That yes.
He was clucking like a chicken, calling out mine, fine, and kept yelling out that he was bored all in one day. Oh,
what a great day.
I don't know why she doesn't
what
think it's hilarious. Yeah. I think it's funny as. Anyway, Peas, got to go before I start rambling on like a deliriously tired person.
Aww.
I will keep listening and don't stop talking. Bye.
Thank you. We won't.
I can just hear the click, the chicken cluck, 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 cluck.
Aww.
Poor baby. Come on. I was actually talking to number one daughter. She's doing her, had been doing her OT over Zoom, which is very, very difficult with children because of Melbourne's lockdown. And she was saying how we were just talking about being in the classroom and how different it is. And she said how triggered she is when a parent or teacher or aide or someone says, oh, so-and-so's naughty. And she's just like,
I thought people don't even use that word anymore.
Oh, they do.
Do they?
And she said, it just gets my back up because I think that's probably my brother that you're talking about. And she goes, I just don't believe there are any naughty kids anymore.
That's right.
Like after working with them.
That's right.
And yeah, I was like, that's right, there are no naughty
Who
kids.
Who even uses that word
anymore? Come on. It's such a
shameful stigma.
Even when
I went
stigma.
To TAFE back in 1995, we were talking about not using that anymore.
Yeah.
So goodness me.
I know. Come on. Don't say that. Anyway, we love your piece. Scatterbrain P.
Yep.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. Hi. It's Nikki here. I'm an Adelaide P, and oh, I recently made it over to Ringwood for your live show, which I love. Thank you for the shout out. That totally made my night.
Oh.
And I want to give a big shout out to my husband who gave me the weekend off to get away over to Melbourne, stay with some friends and see the show. And I really just had to do a speak pipe and let you know how my weekend ended because it's actually just so hilarious.
Okay, good.
I arrived at the gate at Melbourne Airport ready for my flight back to Adelaide and my phone rang and it was my husband. And I looked at my phone. I had about 7 or 8% left on it and had to make the decision, do I answer it or do I not?
Yes.
And knowing I needed some charge back in Adelaide to get over the border, I thought, oh, I better answer it. Anyway, he had been at a birthday party with my three boys, including my pea shoot, who's got cerebral palsy and a peg.
Yep.
And what happened is the dad at that birthday party came up to him with something in his hand and said to my husband, I'm not sure if this is yours, but I found the dog chewing on it.
Oh, no.
And my husband looked at it, and sure enough, it was my son's peg, which had completely just fallen out of his stomach, which has never happened before. It's never been loose. It's just a completely random event.
Of course a dog had
anyway, my husband's ringing me and saying, do I have to race home and try and put the spare peg in straight away, or can we finish the party and then head home?
Right.
Of course, I'm like, no, you need to get home because the hole in his stomach will start closing over as soon as it's out.
Yes.
So dear husband ran home with the three kids and tried to put the peg back in. Meanwhile, I land in Adelaide and sure enough, there's a message there saying, can you please meet me at the Royal the Children's Hospital in Adelaide and pick up the other two boys and take them home on your way home from the airport.
Sure.
So if there's an AP weekend, nothing is.
The weekend that I had, and a great reminder that it just never stops.
No.
We just come home to all the same stuff.
Bypass the Children's Hospital.
To cut a long story short, we were in emergency for a little while. Oh. We had a junior doctor try and put the peg in. Didn't work. He got the surgical registrar who found a smaller peg to try and proceeded to hand me the box and say, why don't you do it? You're far better at this than we are. So didn't know quite why we went down to emergency. The doctors were handing it over to us. But I couldn't get it in. They ended up sending us home with a giant catheter with a balloon on the end to at least keep the hole open we could go back on Monday morning and see the specialist nursing team who deal with all the pegs.
Right.
And sure enough, in 10 minutes, they got the peg in.
Yeah. Of course they didn't.
I just think there were too many doctors involved.
Yes.
So always find the nurses. They're amazing.
Yes, always.
Yeah, just a crazy weekend. Indeed. Thank you for the beautiful time in Melbourne that I had. And, yeah, love to all you peas who were just having time out and then going straight back to it.
Yes.
It never really ends.
That is the truest truth.
That is the truest truth. It makes me want to cry. What a weekend.
What a weekend.
We were just so chuffed that you came from Adelaide.
Unbelievable.
But when you said you were from Adelaide, I was going to go, thanks. For the coronavirus, but then it's you, I'm not being rude to you.
Yeah. And people drove down from Canberra.
I know, that's right. Yes,
and they sat and they had a drink with us.
The Canberra peas at Yarraville.
It was so lovely. Michelle Laurie took them under her wing.
Yes,
and
beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful. You're all amazing. But, that really is the weekend.
If we ever come to Adelaide, then you're coming. You're sitting in the front row.
We'll come and see you at the Royal Children's and then...
That is really, everyone will relate to that story.
Everyone, every parent even, right? You just, even if your family is just a typical family, you're like, I'm going to go away for the week, and then you get the phone call, oh, someone put a marshmallow up their nose. You know? You're like, all right, screw this. Why do I ever think I can do anything?
Yeah.
But I'm glad,
we're glad you
got that hour on the plane piece where no one could call you.
Yes.
And thanks for coming.
Yes, thank you.
So lovely.
Big effort and expense, and we're really, we're grateful to you.
What do you think? Was the media wall worth it?
Was it worth it?
Let us know.
I don't know if we met her.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Well, I can't remember anything. I know. So don't take that personally.
No.
I can't remember who we met and who we didn't. So, yeah. Anyway.
Hi, my name is Anna.
Hi, Anna.
I am a pea shoot living in Sydney.
Hi, Anna.
And it is currently cold and rainy in case you wanted a weather update.
We do.
Yes, we like that.
Yeah.
I have been listening to you guys since pretty early on. I'm another chatter sent by
thank
Barbara.
You.
And I've listened ever since. I have too many conditions to get into in 5 minutes. But I recently listened to your excellent episode with the teen gynecologist.
Oh, yes, great.
I wanted to tell you a little bit about my experience.
Yes, please.
With pelvic pain, but also something that I think doesn't get talked a lot about, which is a mental health condition related to my cycle called premenstrual dysphoric disorder, which is essentially like PMS, but is just so much more intense. So for about a week before my period, I get incredibly tired and just super distressed. So my anxiety goes through the roof, but I also get really low, really very kind of classic symptoms of depression, which I'm not otherwise. Sometimes I even become suicidal, but only for like 3 days of my month. It comes out of nowhere. It hits me like a ton of bricks. And at the end of it, I'm just absolutely worn out.
Yeah.
I wish I could tell you that I found a way to manage it. I haven't. It just happens every month and I just grit my teeth.
Yeah.
The one thing that I have done now is I don't make any big decisions because I always make bad big decisions.
Very you're going to bleed on it. That's right.
And I always want to make big decisions because I'm like, I've had enough. I'm going to do insert large and foolish decision like dropping out of uni.
Yes. I empathize.
But I just haven't heard anybody talk about PMDD before and thought I'd tell you a little bit about it. But I also have endometriosis and recently I had laparoscopic surgery for that and was diagnosed with stage 3 endometriosis, which just means that there's a pretty extensive spread. And I wanted to do a shout out for my surgeon because in the past, he's also my OBGYN, in the past I've had these gynecologists who have said, I'm 22. Young women always have bad periods. It's fine. Don't worry about it. And then I saw a different specialist and she said, that level of pain isn't normal. That level of bleeding isn't normal. I'm very, very heavy. I'm going to send you to my favorite gynecologist.
Awesome.
I recommend him to everybody. He is excellent. I go, yeah, I've heard this before.
Yeah, you don't want to get your hopes up.
Very skeptical.
Yep.
In our first meeting, that sounds terrible. That's definitely not normal. We've got to figure this out.
Right.
He then offered me about 6 different options, talked me through all of the treatment plans, came up with a plan A, said if that doesn't work, we're going to plan B.
Right.
If that doesn't work, this is plan C.
Brilliant.
Eventually, we've ended up at kind of needing surgery. But he has kind of pain management plans. He's checked in with me after the surgery.
Oh, yeah.
He came to me the day after the surgery to explain exactly what he'd done, how it had gone, how he expected the recovery to go. And I've had a bit of a tricky recovery from surgery and sent him an email saying, is this normal? And he called me today saying, don't worry about it, but if you're really concerned, you can come in and see me and I can just make sure.
We need all doctors like that.
Yes.
Having endometriosis is really, really hard.
Yep.
But boy, does it make a difference having a good specialist
who
supports you and takes your pain and your experiences seriously.
Yep.
Anyway, thank you so much for your episode. I feel like female health doesn't get talked about very much. And also just thank you for everything that you do on the podcast. It's so amazing and I feel like I've learnt so much from it and I recently joined the Hangout, which was very brilliant. Exciting.
Yeah, we because love
inexplicably,
the Hangout.
I hadn't been able to find it on Facebook for months and months and months, but I finally found it the other day and joined, and I'm so happy to be here. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you for ringing in.
Thank you. You have a beautiful voice. I could have listened to you talk for ages. You should record audiobooks or something because I'm telling you, your voice is beautiful. And as someone who's currently recording an audiobook, it's very not beautiful, my voice.
No, it's not. Nor is mine. And I get to hear it back. Gosh, like, I know. Wow.
Anyway.
Yeah.
We haven't spoken about that much either, but we are doing the audiobook.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
But, of course, it got derailed.
Well,
lockdown.
I did all mine. Yeah. I did all mine. I didn't so, do mine. Yeah, it was 3 days, sort of 4 hours each.
Yep.
And, yep, our new friend Gregor, he listened to everything.
Oh, my gosh.
At the end, I just cried.
I know.
I just cried. I couldn't believe it because that was the day we were being told it was locked down.
Yep.
So he's like, don't worry about it. And I was like, sorry, mate.
I am going to worry.
You've got the wrong person here. Then he was like, Mandy, you've just got to sort of get out of your head today. I was like, I don't think I can.
Yeah, I know. He's like a therapist.
Yeah, he was like a therapist. He was really awesome.
Well, I haven't finished mine yet, so I'll let you know. But
No. He gave me a hug at the end. It was like a journey.
He has to hear all the stories.
Yeah.
What a stressful job.
And because he was only hearing half of mine.
I know.
So then he said, when you came in, he was like, this makes sense now. So it's just so funny.
I think if you like audiobooks, I mean, we're not amazing, but I think you'll like it.
Yeah, I think if you listen to us, you'll like it anyway because you're used to us. So
I think it's interesting to have our voices and audiobooks are great. Really, really good. All right, one last P message.
Hello, Kate and Mandy.
Oh.
Thank you so much for your podcast. My name is Nikki and I'm from Melbourne. I'm a P friend.
Oh.
And as I was thinking about what I could say in a speak pipe, I remembered this quote about reading about books. I must say I haven't read a whole lot lately and I know that we talk about not having a lot of time for that.
Mm.
But it goes, a reader lives 1,000 lives before he dies. The man who never reads lives only one. And I think that is the same with hearing the stories of the peas. Because the more we listen and understand the lives of peas, it just transforms us. It makes us different people. And I feel like because of listening to all the stories of the pea tribe, I now understand so much more about what it might be like to live, you know, with having a child with a disability or additional needs and all the challenges that come with that. So I think you guys are fantastic interviewing everyone because you really get down to what it's like for them in their real lives, what therapies they've had to endure, all of the stuff I would have no idea about. So it really helps when you're walking around, you've got all these stories in your head, you've got less rectum comments to make, and you just I feel like it's made a big difference for me in my approach and even chatting to people about different things, even if it's not about something to do with disability. It just having that understanding of people's lives is really fabulous.
Thank
you so much for making these stories available. It is incredible how much strength and resilience the P community does have. And especially those peas themselves, the pea shoots.
I know, beautiful.
I think so much challenge. And, I'm amazed.
Oh.
I'll stop rambling, but I did want to say thank you for especially at this time. We're back into lockdown here in Melbourne, and I'm actually still in the middle of last year. I've got so much to catch up on, and I'm so glad that I do because there's lots of hours to enjoy some podcasting. So thank you. Sorry, this has gone on a little bit long.
No, it hasn't.
Thank
That's
you.
The joy of the podcast.
Love your work.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
That was very profound. Some people are just so much more articulate than us, aren't they, Mandy?
I know, amazing. I am not articulate.
Keep sending in the speak pipes.
Yes, please. We love them.
We will get around to them eventually. We will get back. Once lockdown's finished and we've done restrictions are sort of lifted and we've done our audio book, then we really want to do Snap Peas most
of
the week.
Yes, we do. We do.
We really, really do. We are going to put our focus on to having one day a week just for podcasting. And so, you know, when you pay, give us money through supporter or buy our merch. That really helps for that.
Yes, that's right.
But you don't have to. Yep. Nothing will change whether you do it or not.
Exactly.
There's no Patreon advantage here.
Nope. But, one advantage. You get nothing.
Just sparkling
well,
wit.
And the reason people might, like, because new listeners might want to know why, and that's because we don't want to leave anyone out.
No.
And we know people in the P Tribe have all sorts of challenges.
Yep.
And so one of them is not going to be missing out on our stuff, okay?
No.
So that's why the support is there for people if they'd like to help us.
Yep.
But no one is missing out on anything. No, and we will never change that.
No, we won't. You'll never have exclusive content.
No.
We'll never have...
No. Besides the fact.
Meet and greets that you pay for.
No,
nothing
we will
like
not.
That.
Nah, nah. No way. Nah. Nah, the peas are not up for that.
No, no.
I mean, you can do it in
and
your
who
podcast.
Who wants to pay to meet us?
No one.
We could try. Sadly, no one sticks
imagine
that
we
box.
Had the media wall and people had to pay and no one came up.
You'd be no like, one would go
hi, Kate. Want to have a photo with Mandy? Yep. We are having a photo shoot this Friday,
but
we won't say what for, and then we'll let you know when it's happened.
Yep.
But, you know, lockdown, and then like the first day of lockdown, we're meant to have a photo shoot. Like we are scrambling with my
begging
hairdresser.
Begging
her.
Can you come at 6 o'clock in the morning?
I said, I am not going to be in this with grey hair. And then she rings me, Lisa, who's listening, and she's like, you will not be doing that with grey hair. Anyway, my goodness, please.
Anyway.
The book's changed to the 20th of July.
Yes.
And
we are going to, I feel like we shouldn't say COVID willing because I think now everybody just knows that when we say we're going to do something,
it
we
probably
might not.
Won't happen.
But we are going to do a Sydney and a Melbourne launch. We can't get around to other cities. Also, Melbourne and Sydney are fairly good with their borders staying open. Fingers crossed, around the 20th of July. We'll have
worst case scenario, it'll just be Melbourne and it'll just be the eastern suburbs
in
5K.
Or even worst case, it'll just be in the pod bar.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
But, you know, maybe we can also do a Zoom one for people that are
Maybe we could.
Interstate.
Yeah, that's
right?
a good idea.
So we can, you know, have a few
yeah,
options.
That's okay. That's a good idea. Yeah.
But, yeah, so we'll hopefully get to see some of you when the book is launched and sign your books for you. I'm very, very, very excited about it. It just feels like it's not real still.
I know, it doesn't feel real. No.
No, I'm like recording that book thinking, who do you think you are?
I know.
You're just a big pretender. Get out of that
when
studio.
When I read the acknowledgements, I was just like, whoa.
I know.
Yeah.
I haven't done that yet. But,
yeah. Mm. Well, it's the last thing, obviously.
Yes,
the end of the book. So
yep.
I just cried the whole way through it. So spoiler alert, but you just.
I may not
but
cry.
But just
who
remember
knows?
that was the day we were getting told we were going back into lockdown. Okay,
yes.
So it might have been an overreaction.
Well, they may make you re-record it.
I
who
really
knows?
Love everyone in the acknowledgements. I hope he leaves it as a memory of that time.
I know.
But maybe not.
We'll see. Well, someone else has to choose. Someone else listens to it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he said once we've both finished, then it goes off to a book audio editor, and then they come back and say, nope, they need to read this
sentence
again.
Okay, well, the acknowledgements might be changed. So if not, I'll fake it and do one for us on the podcast of me bawling my eyes out.
She's a great actress. I'm
sure
she'll do
it. Oh,
yeah,
I reckon. Yep.
Oh, before we go, Mandy, have you got a cry laugh?
Oh, yes, I do.
Yep.
I do. Crying, blah, blah, blah.
I've
cried
lockdown,
a lot.
Lockdown, cry.
Well, I just was so sad.
If
I couldn't
you've
even
lived in
it.
Melbourne, you've cried during this lockdown.
Yeah,
that's
just
the truth.
All
I
the
think
cancellations
every,
of everything. And it's just the annoyance of, oh, we might get out, but then the ramifications for weeks.
Months. And
months.
I feel so sad. Our city was
coming back
to life.
So I've cried a lot. Like,
same.
Head on the table, head on my arms, just sad.
Just sad.
So, yeah, nothing new.
No, nothing new, but, you know, that does make you cry. Well, I actually cried as well. Number one daughter and her boyfriend and I were flicking around on the channels going, oh, anything to watch. And Lion was on.
Oh, yeah.
On SBS Movies,
yes.
I think. Anyway, he's never seen it.
Oh.
But we missed the start and we probably only got the last 20 minutes, so I was, like, catching him up. We're all bawling.
Oh, yeah, what a
He's
movie.
Like, oh, I've just I've been on such a roller coaster of emotions.
I know. The little boy and the brother.
I forgot how powerful it was.
So powerful,
and
that
we were
movie.
All, like, really, really,
really,
really crying. He's like, well, you're not choosing another movie.
Oh, dear.
What made a difference in your life,
well,
Jose?
Yesterday I was working, doing a Zoom, and then – Millie comes in and goes, "What is this?" And it got a delivery Uber Eats, and it was from Genevieve, the chatter, sent us some donuts.
Oh, Genevieve.
Very kind, because last year she helped with some ooshies for Molly. So yeah. She
oh, that's so lovely.
Yes, that was lovely, because I actually did write something a little bit not really Mandy-like in the Facebook group, The Kindness Pandemic. Is that what it's called? The Kindness.
I don't know.
I'm anyway, it's some group. Kindness group anyway. And someone wrote something, "You can do this, Melbourne." And I just wrote, "I was rude."
Yeah.
I said, "Please stop saying this."
No, don't say it.
"We're not doing this for the rest of you. No. We've got no choice." Anyway, no. She said, "I saw what you wrote and then it got deleted. So here's some donuts."
Aww,
it was
lovely.
Kind, but I did. I thought, no, damn it.
No, but I did hear, I think it was another podcast, and they said, "We won't say you can do this."
Yeah, good.
And I 100% back that. And I didn't do it when Germany went back into lockdown or whatever.
I'm not saying that trite. No. It's trite.
And you can't.
And you're not saying that from bloody cans sitting out in the sunshine looking over your beach saying, "You can do this, Melbourne."
And I know that you mean it well.
I know,
but our little
awful
bit of advice is don't say that. But you can say, "It's rectum. Melbourne, that sucks."
It's rectum.
Yeah,
yeah. So think about it in terms of being a rectum thing to say. Anyway, we won't go on about it.
No.
And then then today I got another gift sent to us from my beautiful friend Andy. This is I've got two Andys that build websites.
Which is amazing.
One of them is my friend Andy, who we call Cheesy, and he's built my Mandy Hose She Knows, not Mandy Hose Hose Knows.com, Mandy Hose She Knows.com. And he said yesterday, "How are you?" And I said, "Shit house." And so he sent us his hamper full of chocolates, and it said, "Hope you're a little bit less shit house today." It was from Hampers with Bite.
Oh,
it was cute. And then they're like, "Why do you call him Cheesy?" I was like, I don't know. It's been 30 years. He likes to smile. It was very kind.
Well,
so,
I think I'm going to have to start saying more horrible things on Facebook and telling people I'm shit, because I've received nothing during
this
lockdown.
Yeah, I've been very low.
Not a
thing. So I couldn't even filter it.
No. Well, that's why we didn't do any snap peas.
No,
but
just
we
couldn't. I couldn't.
You don't want Debbie Downers.
No.
Not that I believe any Debbies are down.
Yeah, but I was.
But, yeah, it was Kate and Mandy Downer.
Yeah.
So, no.
Yep, I couldn't shake it.
My difference. All right, I want you to, if you've got Instagram, find this guy called Sam Cotton. Hopefully Auntie Lisa will put it in the show notes.
Yeah, I'll look for him.
He is a Melbourne comedian. I don't even know he's from Melbourne, but he's a comedian.
Was he depressed?
maybe he's not from Melbourne. But he puts the funniest little Instagram movies. Like he makes them himself. Like he animates seagulls and puddles and
Sam Cotton. Found
Sam
him.
Cotton. He's so funny. He's just so funny.
Great, I'll follow.
He's got 165,000 followers.
He doesn't need me.
He doesn't need us, but he's just did a hilarious one with a little car on a coffee table, and then he's like saying to this little car, he animates them, right? "You have to get off my coffee table." And the car's like, "Oh, come on, mate. I'm just here for 5 minutes." And he goes, "You're going to get towed." And then he just pushes his toe across the coffee table.
Oh,
I lost
that's
it.
Fun.
Seagulls
fun.
With mobile phones. Oh. I can't even tell you how hilarious he is. He's just, anyway, if you just need a moment of joy,
yep,
go deep into his Insta.
Yep, great.
Tell him Kate sent you. No, don't, because he's never heard of me.
No. I also have still got I've got 3 days left of my binge, 2 weeks free.
Oh.
So I watched all of Sanditon. Which is like, it's Jane Austen.
What did you think?
Oh, I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it. But
there
were
some plot holes.
Yeah, really big ones.
Yeah, like when she went into the city and then he found her in the laneway, she was getting attacked. I was like, I don't think
tell.
So.
Yeah, it's not brilliant, but it's fine for lockdown.
Yeah, it was fine. It was something different for me to watch. Anyway, there was quite a few plot holes because she started writing the book and then she died.
Yeah,
and
so you could tell someone else
you
took
know,
over.
Who the heck took over? Anyway, yep, you go. What's next? Laugh,
yep.
Okay, so this morning Molly came in. We were having a cuddle in bed in the morning because we don't have to rush.
Yep.
And she was talking about some of the school captains at her school, and she said, "I want to be school captain one day."
Oh.
And I said, "Okay, yep, well, you never know."
No.
And then I said, "Oh, what will you say in your speech?" And she said, "Well, I'll promote laziness."
And I'll vote for you.
And I'll say, "If you want, you can stay home with your dog. And if you don't have a dog, you need to get one."
That's inspiring.
That's inspiring. I mean, I would vote for that.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, I want to promote laziness.
I would vote for that. Because I'm sick of the glorification of busy. Molly, I'm behind you.
Yes, I'm behind it too. So anyway, geez, that makes. And she said, "Write it down." I said, "Okay, good. That's it. It's going in."
And if there's anything that lockdown has made me realise, not this one, all of them, we're too busy.
And we didn't learn because we went straight back to being flat out busy.
And also because you and I have to earn money, sadly, because we're not independently wealthy. And so we had to do all these things lined up with the book launch and the live shows, which we need to do because we've dedicated a day a week to podcasting, so we have to pay for it.
But even I was – the girls were overscheduled again, and I think it's because I felt so guilty that they missed out on so much. And so I was like driving them to every single thing, and Miss Tan is doing netball and then she's doing rep netball and then, you know, it was Special Olympics and then it was back to athletics again. And I was just like driving them
around. You've also got three children.
Yeah.
So it seems like more activities than it is.
So yes, like it feels like a lot.
Each child's doing six things.
No.
No, just feels like a lot because we had 6 months of nothing.
Yeah, and so then I'm like, what did I learn?
We
nothing.
Were not match fit though.
No.
Not match fit. You'd have like
– So I was happy. I was happy to have like a three-day lockdown. Yes, I was. But
days.
I did not want a three-week one with then months of repercussions.
It'll be months, months, months. Mm.
Anyway.
Anyway, so my laugh –
That was our laugh.
I had two laughs. The first one was there's an ad on TV. It's for cat food. I don't know what cat food it's for. And I have a sneaking suspicion they may throw the cat into the air because there's like this cat doing like a backflip to get to its food. And I was like, this seems a little bit weird. Anyway, I was watching it with Woody. Actually, I was watching Buzz and Woody. And Buzz goes to me, oh, Dad can do that. I said, what? I just started laughing hysterically. I said, what do you mean Dad can do that? He goes, yeah, you've seen Dad do that. I said, I have never seen Dad do that. Guess what? Lick his tongue with his nose. And then he just looks at me and goes, oh, did you think the backflip?
Yes.
And we were just killing ourselves laughing
brilliant.
For a really long time. And then the other thing that made me howl with laughter was we were watching an ad on TV and it had peanuts on it. And Buzz said to me, some people can't eat peanuts. They're very dangerous. I said, that's very, very, very true. And he goes, well, imagine that you can eat peanuts, but you would never eat peanuts. That's my life.
That is your life. That is your life.
You're not allergic to anything, but you won't fucking eat anything.
That is the gosh darn truth.
That's the gosh darn truth.
Yes.
Imagine you can,
but you don't.
You won't. You don't. Oh. That's my life, Mum. Really? Oh, it's also mine, boyfriend.
Oh, no. It's everyone's.
Anyway,
that made me laugh. Family's.
It's the whole family's life. And I also wanted to say Nellie Thomas read her book, Some Brains.
Oh, yes, that was awesome.
It was so, so, so good.
Yes.
I don't know if you managed to see it. I know some of the Hangout people saw it. Kids were answering her questions. Oh. Woody was getting into it.
Yeah, Molly was taking over the emojis.
Yeah, it was just amazing.
Miss Tan was like, she said my name, Miss Tan.
Yeah, Some cute. Brains is the book. If you haven't bought it. But, oh, my gosh, it was amazing. So it was just, she's so good.
Yep, it was brilliant.
And
it just
really
gave us something to do that day.
Yeah, it was like an excursion.
Yeah, it was like an excursion. No. An incursion.
An incursion. Anyway, we're going to leave you, peas. Please rate and review. It makes a huge difference.
Enough rambling from us.
And we will see you next week.
See you. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.